Our fourth kid, Eliza, was born at 3 a.m. on Thanksgiving morning. And I like what author Tim Keller says. He says, when you have your first kid, it's really easy. The defense, you have 2-on-1. Then you have your second child, it's 2-on-2 defense. You have your third child, you switch to a zone, kind of a loose zone. Now we had our fourth kid, and now it's protecting against the Hail Mary pass. We're panicked. So we appreciate your prayers. A little bit about myself. I'm from northwest Minnesota, a small town called Crookston. Yes, we do have some Crookstonites here with Haas, yes. I think it was about minus 50. So I tried to convince my folks to come on down here, but they like the cold. I don't know, it says it makes them tough. But we're glad to be here in Arizona. You know, when we first moved to Rwanda, almost 8 years ago, we went to visit one of 6 genocide memorial sites. And it was in a town called Niamata. The memorial is of a church where 10,000 people lost their lives after fleeing their killers. As many people locked themselves into this church believing that they would be safe. The church was probably about the size of this sanctuary, and what the killers did is they drilled holes in the walls and dropped grenades inside the church. And then they went in with machetes afterwards for anybody that did not die. Over 50,000 people lost their lives at this location. Around 1 million people were killed in 100 days in 1994 during the genocide. As you walk into the church, much of the clothing that the people wore that were killed still remain in piles on the benches they sat for worship. Blood is visible, splattered on the altar. You feel an eerie sense of anguish as time has stood still at this memorial. The bones, including the skulls of many of those killed, are located in an underground tomb just outside the church. And you can walk down and see that. The need for the gospel of Jesus Christ is no more evident as you walk through these memorials, and also as you see survivors walking around Rwanda with visible scars. Yes, the need for Jesus Christ, just like here in the United States, is very, very much needed. We need a Savior. They need a Savior. Our mission at City of Joy, Rwanda, is the Great Commission, to make disciples of all nations. But before I share about the ministry, let me tell you a little bit about Rwanda. It's land of 1,000 hills. It reminds me a lot of Hawaii with rolling hills. There's banana trees everywhere, as well as delicious pineapples. Rwanda is just south of the equator, so there's 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of darkness year-round. We're at 5,500 feet, which means 80 degrees during the day, 60 degrees during the night, year-round. Yes, it's paradise. The weather is paradise, and there's virtually no mosquitoes. Yes. Just about anything grows in Rwanda. Rwanda's known for its coffee and its tea. Here our teachers are planting 150 mango, avocado, and papyrus trees that were donated to us. Children will be able to watch them grow as they grow in their faith. If you like avocados, do we have any avocado lovers? Look at these things, huh? Huge avocados grow everywhere around the country. You know, we're committed to helping families. Women are given employment opportunities to get back on their feet. Thank you for helping us help so many, like Clementine's family, who are still sorting out issues, but they welcomed a new baby recently. You'll see little baby Emma on the woman with the red t-shirt. Or Davine's mom, who's trying to get a new start after her husband was released from jail for genocide crimes. And maybe you remember us sharing about Sephoru last year, who now is on medication because of your generosity. Her girls, Francois and Colette, who are students in our school, are so much happier having a healthy mom at home. Jesus, through our ministry of our church, is the foundation of all that we do. Again, in 1994, 1 million Rwandans lost their lives in the genocide. Many are still healing. Jesus is the only one who can provide true healing. Rwanda's come a long ways in the 23 years since the genocide, and in fact, they were rated number 9 in the most safest country in the world now. It's because God is working in Rwanda. Over 300 people are now coming to worship every week as our local pastor, Pastor Lambert, provides biblically based teaching. 150 people have been baptized as they publicly proclaim their faith and take the next step. We have guest preachers come like John Gillespie, who share the gospel at worship. Guest pastors come throughout the year to equip our local pastors in our community with, and they bring Bibles and Kindles and timely teaching on how to be effective leaders in their congregation. Our school has 162 students, first grade through fifth grade. Students are given Christ-centered curriculum that allows God to mold them into future disciples of Jesus. Our teachers are recruited not only from Rwanda, but also Kenya. Visiting teachers from Oklahoma, like in this picture, Pastor Darren and his wife Nicole. Nicole's a teacher at a private school in Tulsa. They come to help our teachers learn best practices. We had a record number of guests come to serve at our church and our school this year, like Nicholas, who came from Northwest Christian School in Phoenix. Each of our students in our school were picked by local leaders as the most needy and the most deserving. Their stories are heartbreaking, but the joy of Jesus has begun transforming them and their families. It's breathtaking to see how quality Christian education can instill incredible hope. The struggle to survive is very real in our neighborhood. Most children get one meal per day. That's a good day for them if their family can provide one meal. We feed our students twice every day, and the impact is really making a difference. As Jesus is taught and modeled each day, we're beginning to see the fruit of our labors. Our sewing school graduated another 25 students just 2 weeks ago. Each year, we're seeing and hearing successful students making a living for their families. Solange from last year's class now supports her children with steady work. This year we added a new classroom and a storage room to our school. Here are some construction pictures just to give you an idea of how labor intensive construction is. The average construction worker gets $2 per day. Here's a photo of some men making rebar columns that will go inside a concrete beam that will go around the circumference of our classroom right above the windows. We are now building with metal rafters. A metal roof keeps the rain out, but boy, is it noisy during a rainstorm. The windows and doors are made on the spot by our welder. Stones are laid down before the concrete is poured, and of course the concrete is mixed by hand. Ladders are made out of trees. We built a basketball court with a special grant that we got from Grand Canyon University, and the children are so excited to have a basketball court and to learn a new sport, as well as volleyball. We built a women's dormitory with that grant money also for our women teachers and our women staff. There are 12 bedrooms in the women's dorm, a living room with a TV, a kitchen to prepare meals, and the best part, 4 bathrooms with flushing toilets and hot showers. We added a chicken coop with 25 egg layers. We hope to add chickens next year to provide enough eggs for all of our students, a great source of protein. We now have 7 cows, and 5 of them have calved. Cows provide milk for our students and staff. I don't know if you saw the viral video or not. A couple months ago on our Facebook page, City of Joy - Rwanda, me pulling out a calf. You guys see it? Yeah, that was a sight. We're fortunate to say the calf and the mom are doing great. So, and we had three of us guys pulling away on this poor baby calf that just did not want to come out. then our 5-year-old at the time was watching this, and Mom was pregnant, of course. She with big eyes, she went, "Mommy, is that what Daddy's going to do for you?" Here's a picture of long grass that is cut and brought in by bicycle. We're able to give away more mattresses, over 450 mattresses to our families in our community. If you can imagine sleeping on a hard dirt floor for your entire life and now having a soft foam mattress to sleep on. We've given over 1,200 goats away to our community. Goats are used as a bank account as babies are bought and sold. We recently added a playhouse directly in front of our house for our kids and for their friends. The guest house can sleep up to 25 people. If you've ever wanted to travel to Africa, here's where you will stay. Hot shower, flushing toilets. It's luxury. We actually do live in luxury compared to our neighbors. Here's a house being built right next to our guest house. Mud bricks are made from the dirt and grass. Trees are used for the rafters. Tiles are used for the roof. This two-room house is what most of our neighbors live in. No electricity and no running water. Again, we had a record number of guests come to serve at City of Joy, Rwanda. We tried to bring them into Kimironko Market in Kigali, about 2 hours away from us. Here's Nicole shopping for some fabric. Kigali's grown significantly in the 7.5 years that we've been there. This is a nice restaurant based out of Kenya. It's called Java House. For you coffee lovers, a great coffee brewed right there and roasted. The food is very good, and the high schoolers really enjoyed some great tasting burgers and pizza. Some of our guests enjoy repairing things, like Skip and Chad were helping with the chicken coop last year. Whether it's doing vacation Bible school or helping kids with their studies, it all makes a difference. You don't have to be a teacher in order to help. You just need a heart willing to serve. Vacation Bible School crafts were a big hit. There's a story that I want to close with from the book of 2 Chronicles. Now, most of you probably didn't read 2 Chronicles this morning in your Devo time, but this is a story about King Joash. And I want to read a few verses from there. It says, "Sometime afterward, Joash decided to restore the house of the Lord. So the king gave a command, and they made a chest and set it outside the gate of the house of the Lord. A proclamation was made throughout Judah and Jerusalem to bring in for the Lord the tax that Moses, the servant of God, laid on Israel in the wilderness. All the leaders and all the people rejoiced and brought their tax and dropped it into the chest until it was full." King Joash, who, by the way, started to be king at, I think it was age 6 or 7, was on a mission. A mission to restore the temple that had fallen into disrepair and neglect. He put a chest out for people to drop money into as they entered the temple. God's people are generous, so the temple was restored. City of Joy is on a mission to continue to expand our school and church to serve Jesus. Because of your generosity, we have had incredible growth in the almost 8 years that we've been there. Now we're ready to grow again by adding more classes and students. Specifically, we need student sponsorships, either $40 a month for a partial sponsorship or $80 a month for a full sponsorship. This pays for our teacher salaries. It provides everything that the student needs for success, the meals, the uniform. We have little prayer cards on your way out. You can grab one. I encourage you to put that on your refrigerator, put it in your Bible, and remember to pray for us. We are so grateful for so many of you that have supported us over the years, and we know that the best is yet to come. Again, thank you for your generosity. Your giving has made a difference in so many lives. We can't outgive God, but we respond to God's grace by giving generously. Let us pray. God, thank you for being so generous with your grace to us. Your gift of Jesus is more than we deserve. May we become generous disciples for you, sharing Jesus' love around the world. Amen.